Donald Trump today sought foreign policy advice from former Secretary of State Henry Kissinger. The meeting came after Trump said that he would negotiate directly with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un over his country's nuclear weapons program. That would be a sharp departure from decades of U.S. foreign policy. Trump has also said he would let Japan and South Korea develop their own nuclear weapons.
Wouldn't you rather, in a certain sense, have Japan have nuclear weapons when North Korea has nuclear weapons?
Republican Senator Jeff Flake of the Foreign Relations Committee cautioned against the proposals.
It's one thing to sit down and talk. What do you do after that? And if it's, tell South Korea and Japan they're on their own, that's a dangerous position.
Trump's unorthodox ideas for diplomacy extend not just to America's enemies, but also to longtime allies. He's called the NATO alliance obsolete and said European members need to contribute more.
If it breaks up NATO, it breaks up NATO.
Even the bedrock special relationship with Great Britain is up for debate after British Prime Minister David Cameron criticized Trump's call for a temporary ban on Muslim immigration.
It looks like we're not going to have a very good relationship. Who knows? I hope to have a good relationship with him. But it sounds like he's not willing to address the problem either.
Trump's meeting with Kissinger was designed to calm some of the criticism of his ideas.
It's a good sign that he's sitting down with foreign policy experts. And whether he'll have the same position next week as he seems to be developing now, we just don't know.